All right, welcome to another episode, folks. My name's Jamie Gardner. Today, what we're going to be talking about is how my wife grew her business from zero to over $20,000 in revenue in just a handful of months. Now, the cool thing is that this is not a fluke, and there's a couple of things I really want to hammer home with this episode that you can take away and start to deploy in your own business if you are up and coming as a coach, course creator, or anyone that is looking to start and grow a successful online business. Catch you guys right after this. All right, welcome back, guys. Thank you so much for joining me and welcome to this podcast. If this is the first time here, I'd like to say an incredibly warm welcome to you. As I mentioned, my name is Jamie Gardner, and since 2011, I've been an affiliate marketer, digital ad strategist, coach to over 900 students. I've surpassed millions of dollars in revenue through my business as a coach and high-ticket affiliate marketer. And what I talk about here is really me just documenting the last 12 years I've been online, hopefully cutting through some of the stuff that's out there that may or may not be good information, and really just sharing a couple of experiences for up-and-coming marketers to help them out in building their sustainable online business. Man, that is a tongue twister. If that's of interest, feel free to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date with what I'm putting out. Also, check out my website. It's jamiegardner.com. And of course, if you'd like to scale your business from anywhere from $5,000 to $30,000 plus per month using an incredibly simple process taught to hundreds of students that is absolutely timeless, head over to ultimatemarketingmastermind.com. Right, let's dive into it. So as I mentioned before, very, very proud moment when we did our recollections of the last month's revenue for our businesses. And lo and behold, my wife has produced in excess of $20,000 revenue in her business. Now, for transparency, that works out to be about $11,500 to $12,000 in cash collected and around about $20,500 in revenue total, which is pretty cool. So with all that being said, there's a very specific reason why I wanted to do this episode today that is going to help a few of you out. If you're an up-and-coming coach, consultant, high-ticket affiliate, anyone that sells pretty much anything online, you're looking to develop your own courses and pathways, things like that. And it's something that I've spoken about many, many times to my students, to my audience. If you go check out ultimateaffiliategroup.com, go check out the 5,000 member group I've got over there. I mention this all the time in Facebook Lives and different posts that I put up, is that what tends to happen for so many folks is they take a systemized process to acquiring customers. And one of the problems with that approach is whilst it can work, a lot of the time people don't really understand fully why people are making purchasing decisions. They don't really understand why a specific set of words written on a page or a Google Doc or a Notion board or a Facebook post or an Instagram post or a tweet or LinkedIn post, etc., 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 forgot about email, of course, why those specific set of words in that specific order create a buying frenzy for people. That is a missing element for a lot of people. Sure, they understand follow-up. Sure, they understand having a funnel and directing traffic to that funnel. But they don't really get why people would pull out their wallet, pay substantial amounts of money, anywhere from $500 to $10,000 plus, without all this crazy hype and BS sales tactics. Sometimes folks tend to forget that element of the sales process, right? So what happened? I'll give you guys a bit of a story. Way back when my wife left work, this was 2020, and so for context, I had failed my way through the online marketing world for many, many years. I'd run an agency, and it took me a long time to get a handful of clients. So when I finally did, I started doing okay out of it. And lo and behold, the major agency that I was getting the bulk of my income from ended up bringing all their marketing in-house. That in itself was fine. However, that also coincided with them having a few financial issues of their own. And unfortunately, leading up to Christmas 2018, they could not pay my rather large bill that I was looking forward to. And so what happened was I was broke for the umpteenth time in my life. And I thought, I need to pivot. I need to change this. I need to take control of what happens from a revenue perspective in my business. Okay. And so then I flipped the switch. I went headfirst into affiliate marketing, which I've been doing in the background anyway since 2011. I thought, this is the pathway I want to take. I'm going to go all in on it. Let's see what I can do. Now, also, just in the interest of karma, that company did end up paying me. It took them until about August when they came good on their bill. So there was no bad blood there or anything like that. Having said that, I pivoted to affiliate marketing and life was really tricky. I found myself broke yet again. I made every mistake I possibly could under the sun until things finally took off 2019. Now, the cool thing was that literally from October 2019 until March 2020, I was earning enough money in that time frame to allow my wife to quit her six-figure plus salary job. And it was a point of immense pride for me. I was just incredibly proud to be able to do that. And so around about 6 months later, she was contemplating potentially getting another job. It wasn't because we necessarily needed the money. It was just because by that stage, she was starting to get a little bit bored. And I thought, well, you know what? I kind of need some help. So I'd love for you to come and help me out. So she helped me with my business. And she learned the ins and outs of sales, of marketing, of offer creation, of content creation, of copywriting, of all this stuff from a very foundational basis in the trenches, learning side by side with me for around about 2 years. And at the start of this year, 2023, at the time of recording, I had thought for a little while, when you have spent 14 years in a career path, and all of a sudden you don't have that career anymore, then you tend to lose a sense of identity. And so what would happen is we would meet new people and folks would say, you know, Renato, what are you up to these days? What do you do for a living? Typical conversation, by the way. Oh, well, I helped Jamie out with his business. And I thought to myself, it's not really fair. Like, she's so skilled, she's so talented, and I know with the right push in the right direction, she's so focused to get anything she wants done. And so I encouraged her to basically try something else. And I thought, look, we have a ton of skills. We've been doing this stuff for a long time. We know how to market some stuff. Perhaps there's something else out there that we can try. And she was like, okay, sure. And what happened was I happened to find an article one evening, and it was about this incredible young woman who had completely blown up online and in around about 18 months had made about 300K on Etsy. And I thought, that's really intriguing. I have been familiar with Etsy for some time, but I haven't really dived into it too much myself. Although I had tried to list items way back in 2014, I think it was, to no avail. And so with this article, I said, look, I encourage you to read this. And she didn't for a week. And then eventually she did. And then once she read through it, she's like, this is incredible. I think I can do this. I said, I know you can do that. I think you'd absolutely smash it. And so she purchased the lady's course. And she jumped into it. And my wife's a really good student in that regard. And what I mean by that is quite simply, she went through the modules. She set aside time every day. She would take a ton of notes. She would implement imperfectly as she was going through the material. And lo and behold, around about a month later, she had her very own store set up. And she was really dedicated to this stuff as well. She was very, very focused. Okay, so I'm going somewhere with this. This is in February. So she got the store set up on Etsy in February. By March, she had made her first sale. I think she made about $50 in March, if I'm not mistaken. In April, she was fully into profit. I think she made her first $1,000 by April. In May, it had blown up. And then all of a sudden, she'd had her first $3,000 a month. Then her first $5,000 a month. Her first $6,000 a month, her first $8,000 a month, so on and so forth, to just this last month in October, where she produced a whopping $20,500+ in revenue, which is insane. Like I say, full transparency, it was around about 11.5K in cash collected. So 20K-ish revenue, 11.5-ish cash collected, give or take, right? Still pretty impressive though. And especially if you look at the timeline from first month of profitability, which was April, what's that, April, May, June, July, August, September, October. So 7 months down the track to be earning consistent 8 to 11.5K months. Absolutely insane. And obviously the revenue, even for the lower months, are still around about double what the profit was. So, you know, looking at sort of like 16K plus, which is just incredible for what is effectively a very low ticket item on a, what is effectively a brand new business, 7 months into it, right? So here's the crazy thing as well. This is the mind-boggling thing, and this is the essence of what I wanted to get out here today. Her store converts as high as 9%. So out of roughly 100 people looking at her store, around about 9 of them are going to buy some stuff. And the reason why that is so unbelievable is, number one, that just doesn't happen in typical e-commerce. It's usually a lot lower, unless you've got an engaged audience, perhaps previous buyers, for example. So off cold audience, that in itself is pretty commendable. The other thing that is quite remarkable, and I'm yet to confirm these stats, this is just a kind of like a hearsay that we've picked up along the way, is that the average conversion rate is somewhere between 1.8 and about 2.5% off cold traffic on Etsy for across the store, across the entire platform. And so in my mind, I think that is absolutely incredible. So she's round about tripling the average conversion rate. Now, why is that? A couple of reasons. Number one is she's designed a better product. So that in itself comes back to what I've taught her, what we've learned through what I've done in my business, which is basically taking what is in existence and either creating a new opportunity or an improvement upon the existing entity, right? New opportunity or an improvement upon the existing entity. Now, an improvement offer is usually not going to be as profound and as, I guess, cataclysmic, not sure if that's the right word, but hopefully you get where I'm going, as a new opportunity offer. If someone has a predetermined idea about what they're meant to do with a specific way of doing things and you just improve that, it's not quite as good as like, well, you don't need to even do that thing at all, right? And I'll take you back to Henry Ford days. Most people back in those days, is a very famous saying, most people back in those days when motor cars started to become a thing, as most people would have just asked you for a faster horse, right? That's an improvement offer. Henry Ford did something completely different. He created a new opportunity, a completely new mode of transportation. And obviously, you know, the rest is history. It's taken off. And so that's kind of what you need to think about. Now, in her case, she had an improvement offer of an existing entity, but it was also a new opportunity at the same time. And I know that's a bit of a paradox, but bear with me here. Effectively, the new opportunity was the other competitors were doing things where it involved manual input into this thing. She, on the other hand, created automation. And so that meant that it was an improvement, but it was also completely brand new because it just did not exist on the platform at that time. So that's number one. The other part of it is because we have taken such a deep dive into marketing, offer creation, copywriting, mindset, psychology, buyer psychology, things like that, what it meant was when we came to creating the sales material, the sales pages, for example, it meant that we're able to touch on the pain points of the individual buyer by creating a better sales experience, by creating better sales copy that really, really touched on their pain points, built into a story. And so what that meant was not only was the visuals cleaner, more succinct, popped out, were field tested, were split tested, combine that with the better copy and a superior product with the right niche and the right market segment, and bang, you can create income out of nothing, right? Which is pretty incredible. So that's the lesson that I really wanted to hammer home to you guys, is that if you are, for example, an affiliate marketer and you're just wanting to make a little bit of cash flow, good on you, that's awesome. But if you take the time to dedicate yourself to this craft and you understand human psychology and you read books such as anything from Cialdini, and you understand copywriting and you understand content creation, generally speaking, and you understand how to polarize your audience, you understand how to attract buyers to you, you understand how to sell in a way that is really relaxed, very congruent with who you are, and you understand about how to craft an offer that really, really hits home, helps identify the pain of that person, helps alleviate that pain straight away. Now you've got something that is universal in nature, right? And it really doesn't matter what market segment you go into, what niche you go into. You could remain a coach, you could remain an affiliate, or you could decide to use these skills to help other businesses out, or you could use these skills to grow your own business. And it works for on and offline businesses as well. It's actually no different. So that's it, guys. I would encourage anyone to take a head first deep dive into the stuff. It is so much fun once you get into the thick of it and you understand marketing and offer creation and sales dynamics, all that type of stuff. And it's a very enjoyable pursuit, and it will feed you very, very well if you take the time to learn it, as has been proven with my wife's store. So anyway, I really appreciate you guys tuning in. Thank you very much for joining me, and hit the subscribe button if you'd like to stay up to date with everything I'm putting out there. All right, guys, I will catch you in the next one. Cheers.